And I think this is the beautiful part of what God is doing in Christ Jesus. You know, we could not be righteous according to the law, but it is in Christ, our belief, our faith in him, that righteousness has been imparted, imputed to us. That's the beauty of the life that we have in Christ Jesus. So the law condemns, there's death, we can't live up to it. But how wonderful it is that God sees in the heart faith that goes out to him to simply believe. You know, you think of, Abraham, who is the example here. In a scene of all of idolatry and failure, he's living there, and God comes to him, and God makes promises. And Abraham believes in the midst of all of that. You know, it's very difficult to believe when everything around you is a system that says, let me try to do what is right according to my own works. And Abraham moves out in faith. And that is where the real blessing comes. That's why, you know, I quoted the verse earlier about the fact that by the obedience of one, that's the Lord Jesus, were many made righteous. How am I made righteous? It is in him, because he is the one who has completely lived up to all of the standards of the law. And my faith in him, my life, what is it that says in Romans that but the righteousness of God has been imputed to us, given to us. And I like verse 12 of the Chuck. And the law is not of faith.
Say that again, Tom.
The law is not of faith.
Let's say it together.
The law is not of faith.
Okay? This is the way we learn truth. We repeat it. We say it over. Tony, I interrupted you. Go on.
Yes, and the man that doeth them shall live in them. You see, we come back to the thought of man loves to do something. He likes to work. He likes to say, this is the result of my own energy. But faith is believing that God says that there's one who has done it all. And it's so very hard for us. Let me do. Let me show that I'm worthy of it. But the Lord Jesus has done it all. So the law is not of faith. And it says, the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Look how wonderful this is. All has been done by the Lord Jesus, right? It is that even the blessings that have been promised to Abraham that would come upon us Gentiles, that through Jesus Christ we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
I need some help. Who's verse 13 speaking about?
Jews.
That's right.
Who?
The Jews.
That's right.
The Jews. Christ has redeemed us. Paul is separating himself from the Gentile world. Remember again, this is a part of the Roman Empire, the Galatia part, okay? And there may have been some Jews there. I'm not going to say that there weren't, but it was mainly a Gentile group of people. Mm-hmm. And so he says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Again, this is primarily Jewish that we're looking at. But then he says, it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The next verse begins with a result. That I learned something has happened that is for my blessing because of what took place in the verse before. That the blessing of Abraham might come on you and I, who had no promises, nothing made to us, nothing in the Bible about blessing being come to Gentiles. But God's grace will not be held in Israel. the blessing will go out of the walls of Jerusalem, and it's going to go out to the whole world. This is what this verse is about. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, I want to talk a little bit, just a minute, about promises. There's two kinds of promises in the Word of God. Let's say I said to my oldest son or my daughter, when you graduate from high school, no, I don't want to say that. That's putting a condition. I want to say to my daughter, I am going to give you whatever car you want. Makes no difference at all. What kind of a promise is that?
Unconditional.
What was that? We know what unconditional means. There's no strings on it. There's nothing attached to it that has to be accomplished. That's the kind of promise that God made to Abraham. I am going to bless everyone. No conditions whatsoever. The blessing of God. He promised what he was going to do. Now, we studied last year about the calf. What kind of promise was made to Israel if they would keep God's law? He would go before them. He would drive out their enemies. He would do all kinds of things for them if they were faithful. What kind of promise is that?
Conditional.
Conditional promise. That's the word. And it is depending on the faithfulness of man. Listen. Whenever a promise is made by God to man, and it's conditional, it's like a bridge. One side is on concrete, and one side is floating. You and I are the floating side. Wherever there is something that is depending upon man, I'll tell you, there's always going to be failure. This is a promise. There was no failure in this whatsoever. God says unconditionally, I am going to bless the Gentiles. He preached, John said, the good news of the gospel through Abraham.
I have a question on verse 14. You said that in verse 13, the redeemed us from the curse of the law is speaking to the Jews.
Yes.
Correct. But in verse 14, the last part of the verse says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, is that not also speaking to the Gentiles and the Jews together?
Yep. That's everybody. That's we. It's not us. It's not you. It's now we. So in verse 13, you had us. You had again a curse for us. Then you had the Gentiles added in 14. And who was there at Pentecost? That was primarily Jews. Who was there by the end of the book of Acts?
All believers.
Everyone. The door was wide open. The Spirit of God, we really would say, in perhaps several different parts, was given to everyone. Cornelius is the one that we think of first. So you're exactly right. There, we includes Jews and Gentiles in God's unlimited blessing coming out to us.